At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let me just say this as clearly as I can. We, as consciousness, are not human. The human form is a temporary energy body we are using to gain experience. Pure consciousness is what we are. We exist beyond these humanoid forms.
My guest is William Buhlmann. He's written multiple books. You can check out his website, astralinfo.org. He also teaches through the Monroe Institute, and we did this interview after he had written one of his books. He's written two or three more since then. You'll have to catch up on his website. His classes get rave reviews. In this session, we actually find out how he healed himself from stage 4 cancer while he was out of body.
This is about having your own experience. There's no belief system attached to this. Like, for many people, it's about proving their own immortality and then taking it even further, about exploring them, their multidimensional self. So I was not a believer at all in this. Matter of fact, if somebody would have told me that people could leave their bodies, I would have just said, you know, what are you smoking? I don't believe it. I had my own experience spontaneously, and I discovered through quite shockingly that it was completely real, and it changed my life, because then I realized that, you know, we're not just physical beings, that we have this capability of exploring these other energy dimensions beyond our body in full consciousness. And it was a total paradigm shift for me. I was in college at the time, studying psychology and sociology, and this did not fit into any of the old molds. It changed my life because it gave me an opportunity to begin to explore what I now consider to be my spiritual self, my inner self, beyond the body in full consciousness. It was self-initiated without any external substance. I found a book, and I detail this in my first book, that has techniques that were available to self-initiate an out-of-body experience, which the whole concept seemed bizarre. And I did one of these techniques that I call the target technique, where I just focused my attention as I fell asleep on three objects that were separated from myself. And I did this every night for 30 nights. And then that's what initiated my first conscious self-initiated experience.
Did Robert Monroe factor into this in any way?
No, I had never heard of him at the time. Matter of fact, it was later that I learned about Robert Monroe after reading, you know, some of his works. That was actually much later, probably 10 years after the fact, where I learned about Robert Monroe.
Where did you go? What was that about when you were outside?
It was quite shocking. I felt a high vibratory feeling. I reached out my arm. I was in a dorm room at the time, actually, and I reached out my arm, which I thought was my physical arm, and my hand and arm actually entered the wall. And only then did I really realize that I was out of my body. I thought I'm standing. The next thing I knew, I was standing by the foot of my bed. And I realized that I was completely separated, but fully conscious of my, you know, fully conscious, fully aware, but yet I'm separated from my body. And that's when it really hit me. My God, this is real. You know, this is, you know, why doesn't the world know about this?
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild. And it's what makes this so exciting is that this is, you know, there's so many subjects that you have to believe or that they're intellectual. This is about having your own experience. There's no belief system attached to this. This is about teaching yourself to have your own experience and then proving, like for many people, it's about proving their own immortality and then taking it even further, about exploring them, their multidimensional self.
Are you aware of the I guess we go back into the linear way of all of your bias and all of that kind of stuff? Does that character stuff go with you, or do you drop some of that when you go into the astral plane?
No, if on the astral you keep almost all of your, you know, we carry our fears, we carry our stuff with us. which is one of the things that we have to overcome in our journey. But yes, we carry our own state of consciousness with us, with all of our baggage. That's one of the first things I learned. You are still you. And that's, you know, for good or bad. So
yeah.
Many people have to deal with their own fears. They have to deal with their own issues. But yes, you do continue. I've met my mother who had died. I've met my uncle who had died. My engagements with others have been very physical-like in most. I think most people that have out-of-body experiences report it to be a very physical-like event where they actually communicate with face-to-face with their loved ones in many times. I mean, in this, like my mother, she died when she was 70 and she was quite overweight. When I met her out of body, which was very much shocking and face to face, she was about 25 years old and beautiful and young. But yet I instantly knew that was her. And that's what a lot of people report, that type of arrangements. It's a much more physical-like event than what you would imagine, especially at the beginning where you're still in the denser energy worlds, closer to what we would perceive as matter.
I've had my own experiences since I was a kid. One of the ones that was very vivid was when I was at the dentist's office having my wisdom teeth removed. I went out afterwards and was talking with my mom about it. And then I realized I had this memory of looking over his shoulder and seeing what my teeth, you know, seeing the blood, seeing all this stuff from looking at the perspective that would have been above his shoulder looking into my mouth. And I realized, wait a second. That was the first time I was physically conscious, you know, while I was awake, knowing that I had done something and it was very real because there was something, it was an anomalous experience. Whereas, you know, you, as a kid, you have these dreams, you're flying over your school, flying, doing things and coming back and just thinking, well, it was a dream. This was finally a place where I could see this wasn't a dream. This was me and I was outside and I existed outside there too. So that was one of the first profound ones that made that connection much more of a reality for me. But then you don't talk about it to anybody because at that point there's no one to confide in.
And that's unfortunate because, you know, there's tens of millions of people that have that type of experience, but they keep it to themselves. I did a survey that has almost 18,000 respondents, and most people, a lot of people would say they sent the information to me, but they couldn't even tell their husband or their wife because they were afraid that they would appear strange. But those days are starting to change. More and more people are opening up to the fact that this is a reality. You know, when you think about it, if we are pure consciousness or soul, we're not a body. So what is the most natural thing for us to experience is but our true self, which is not physical. So actually, an out-of-body experience is not a strange event. It's a natural event where you just experience your true non-physical self. That is what we all will be going to anyway. It's becoming more and more accepted now socially that this is not some kind of weird stuff, which is good. I mean, people are opening up to the fact that this is just a reality. I receive hundreds and hundreds of letters and emails from people that's say just that to me. My God, that happened to me. You know, women are during childbirth or having out-of-body experiences. People just while they're sleeping or dozing off suddenly find themselves separated from their bodies. And now they're just starting to talk about it. It's a much more common phenomena than anyone ever dreamed in the past because now people are just coming forward, which is wonderful. Plus, there's a lot of books. There's a lot more info about topic that's, you know, readily available, which is good. And there's a lot of scientific even studies, but mostly the center of it for a lot of people is the Monroe Institute. That's where a lot of the, people, it's a community devoted to exploring and experiencing altered states of consciousness is as scientific as you can. It's not a new agey type of thing. It's not a bunch of nutcases running around. These are a lot of engineers involved, a lot of very credible people that are involved in studying the expansion of consciousness. And that's what we need nowadays.
My grandmother went there, and I think she spent a week there. And I remember when she came home, she was just on cloud nine and talking to my mom and I, and we're sitting in the bedroom on my bed. I have no recollection of what she told us. I wish I did. but just the fact that she went someplace where people were exploring this and taking it seriously for her was very validating.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the things that's so fun about the entire, all the workshops at the Monroe Institute. As you know, I'm an instructor I'm the instructor for the OBE intensive class that's there. It's 6 days long and it's intensive. I mean, all the participants get to experience OBE techniques in their own, what we call a check chamber. And many people find it extremely exciting. Let's put it that way. I look at the states of consciousness as a continuum. And I feel that lucid dreaming, there's dreams, and then there's lucid dreams, which, of course, there's more conscious awareness present in that experience, which is, it's a step up, an enhancement of your state of consciousness. And then beyond lucid dreaming, that's when OBEs kick in. That's when you are fully conscious and fully aware, but you're also separated from your body. In a lucid dream, you are very much conscious, but for most people, you're not separated from your body.
There was a lucid dream, and I was so thrilled because I've done it. And then I ran because I knew I was at work. I had to go see. I wanted a mirror to see what I looked like in this particular dream so I could see if it was the same person that I went to sleep as. But I was doing like the touchdown dance, going to the door and realizing, oh, darn it, I'm just awake in the dream. I'm not out of the body at this moment. But that feeling of euphoria when you know you've reached certain levels and you have this sense of, okay, I jumped the hurdle. You know, out of all the experiences, once you begin to get more of yourself in order, there's a great sense of freedom that comes with that. There's so much more here that we have to explore and discover.
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, we're just tapping into our potential. I mean, it's amazing what's available to us and what we're capable of. I mean, that is what's exciting about this, and that people do it for themselves. And that's what really turns people on, is that, you know, so many things is about a belief system, or there's rules attached to do this and don't do this. Out-of-body exploration is about you having your own experience and proving it to yourself and then taking it as far as you wish to take it, because it's all about that inner journey. There's so many things that people learn, and that's, of course, my third book coming out devoted to this topic, but we're just starting to scratch the surface of what we are, because as consciousness, we're far more than just a biological being. That's just the outer vehicle that we're using to learn and grow in this epidermis layer of the universe. And an out-of-body experience is actually you're shifting your awareness to a less dense, more subtle energy body that you already possess within yourself. And you're experiencing this parallel dimension of reality. It's there. It doesn't matter what you believe or not. It's you get to explore it yourself. And that's what's exciting.
You're talking about the new book?
Called Adventures in the Afterlife. A lot of it is about what I experienced, what people commonly call the afterlife, which is strictly just other dimensions of reality that we've put this strange label on. But, you know, I quickly found that, you know, we live in a multidimensional universe and the physical world is the epidermis layer. And when you have an OBE or near-death experience, you're just entering into a more subtle substructure of matter. And as you move inward within yourself, you move through different energy dimensions. And this, what's exciting for people is that they can explore this on their own. Like many people write to me and say, man, I feel like Christopher Columbus. I'm exploring this new dimension, this new world.
Yeah.
And it is exciting.
When I first started exploring, I met non-physical guides who would help me and put me into certain states. And one time they took me to a shaman and we did a hypnosis session. I took a girlfriend because I knew my own fear would prevent me from doing anything if I felt like I wasn't secure or in a safe environment. What they did was they gave a count, and it's at one point I was out of my body and I was looking at this little speck of light. So from that vantage point, everything in the room was complete black, except for this little dot that looked like an egg and colorful down below me. And that was when I knew I was in two places at once, because I could feel everything and yet I could see from that vantage point. It happened because it was a guided suggestion from outside of me. Do you have those kind of experiences?
Yes. I think we all have guides, and different guides even, or experts in certain areas of our life. But yes, I do have that, and I write about it in my books. Almost everyone apparently has some kind of guidance available to them. You know, we're not alone at all, and that's comforting for a lot of people. That our whole purpose for being in the physical world is to learn through experience. Call it what you will, but these guides are here to assist us in our progress. And often, it doesn't mean you're going to see them necessarily during an out-of-body experience, but many people feel their presence, and they feel, let's just say, secure, feel safe, and they just know that they're being helped along the way. Now, and of course, it depends on the individual. In my latest book, the name of the guide is Remy, actually, but it's a very important part of people's lives once they begin their inner journey. A lot of people have personal names for their guides, and it does. It helps to bring it down to earth for them, and it also, I think, brings a people. The whole idea for many people, and the big block in out-of-body exploration, is fear. Because we've been conditioned from birth to believe that we are just a physical body, a hunk of flesh, essentially. And no matter all this theory of spirit, very few can connect with what that means. So the idea of going beyond the body is, for many people, scary. So the whole idea of having a personal guide and having that connection really eases that fear barrier. I call it the fear barrier, because everybody essentially has it, especially with those of us that grew up in, you know, a Judeo-Christian background. And this really helps us to get over that, I feel. And one of the main purposes for the guide's presence is to to provide security, so that we feel safe to explore the true essence of ourself beyond the body.
Once you get to that point of letting that particular fear go, this whole world goes up in smoke. That was an illusion that you were stuck and that this is all there is. And it really is comforting in a whole different way. It's like you can relax and finally just live and just be here.
Well, it finally puts things into perspective, because you realize this is just a temporary, very, very temporary, fleeting moment in your eternity, because we're all eternal. We're all immortal. That's one thing you know when you have OBEs, and that's one of the reasons, one of the first things that people, I think, get from it, that they always, at least that's the response I always have from many, many people. And that's a big, big step. When you know that, and then suddenly the daily dramas of life take on a whole different meaning, whole different perspective, because you're looking at yourself from a much greater, more expansive viewpoint, and you begin to see that, yes, I'm evolving, I'm learning through my experiences, but I'm much more than this. And I think it really helps people in their day-to-day life dealing with their issues.
Talking with Bill Buhlman, who is also featured in a movie, The Path Beyond the Physical. What was the best part of that?
It was a fun experience. They just come into my home and basically film me in my library for about 4 hours, asking me questions. And then they just edited different things into the movie. They did the producers did a very nice job in the editing process. I was very pleased with the end result. This particular film I thought was extremely well done. I liked the way they presented the history of consciousness research at the Monroe Institute. And of course, all the people that were involved in it were all, you know, well-known people that have been, let's just say, involved in consciousness research for over three decades.
Yeah, I'll mention a couple names. Skip Atwater, people might recognize the name due to the remote viewing aspect of it. And then Thomas Campbell, He's a NASA physicist and the author of My Big Toe, the trilogy. And these people who are involved, as you were mentioning before about the Monroe Institute, it isn't, a fun little New Age community where we go practice saying affirmations. It's more serious, trying to get people to be able to somehow make themselves more receptive or more able to activate their own experience, their own, or initiate their own consciousness expansion. And to me, that gives it a different direction. It's a self-empowering thing. If you're constantly learning, exploring, awakening, initiating, integrating, it's a very proactive state of being. And that's just the way I frame it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's very well said. It's exactly it. It's all about the expansion of consciousness and self-empowerment. And there's no airy-fairy stuff. There's no belief systems, which I especially appreciate. It's all about let's have our own deep inner experiences and explore our inner self to the best of our abilities. You know, at the Monroe Institute, as you know, they developed something called HemiSync. So we use sound frequencies to help people to get into meditative states of consciousness. And that helps many people to let go and let's just say experience deeper states than they would in the comfort of their own home sometimes. So there's a lot of technology that's incorporated. Everything is designed to help the individual, though, to empower themselves and to explore themselves. And the end result is, for people, it's a tremendous amount of fun. And a lot of people, there's been 45,000 people that have attended Gateway alone over the 3 decades. And many people come back and re-experience it because they loved it so much. So there's a lot to offer, let's put it that way.
And the reviews on the YouTube channel speak to that as well. The out-of-body, this is the intro to out-of-body e-course, William Buhlman's Adventures Beyond the Body online workshop. A couple of the reviewers say it was absolutely fantastic, a life-changing experience. On the fourth night, one says she left her body. Another guy said he had a workshop, which was also transformative. So fantastic reviews. Another aspect of out-of-body experiences is healing.
Many people report, let's just say they have experiences where they overcome their own individual fears through a confrontation. That occurs with some people. And I write about this as one of my experiences also, where I was, during an out-of-body experience, I was confronted by an energy form that was just a manifestation of my own fear. And by standing firm, that dissipates. And suddenly you feel incredibly empowered. That manifests in many people. But I think one of the most standout experiences I've had several pregnant women that have written to me and have said they've had OBEs while they were pregnant, and they have actually communicated with their future child face-to-face. You know, again, these are reports I get. In other words, before the baby is born, the soul is already there ready to incarnate, choosing that mother. Goes so far beyond the physical. We're so fixated on the physical world as being the only reality. In truth, it's just a thin outer epidermis layer. It's like a little, it's one of the many training grounds of consciousness. So when we enter a physical body and begin our life, our body is a tool of education for us and evolution.
Yeah.
Because evolution is not about physical changes. Evolution is about the evolution of consciousness and about the growth of consciousness. And the whole, all these dramas that happen in the physical world are part of that process. Even war, surprisingly. There's reasons behind these things, because we develop qualities through firsthand gut-wrenching experiences.
Yeah.
And that's how we learn, good, bad, or indifferent. That's why wars still exist. As an immortal soul, you could not develop courage unless you were placed in a situation where you had to use courage, be courageous in your life. As an immortal soul, you can't die. There'd be no fear. But how do you incorporate that into your, let's just say, your total self? You put yourself in a situation where you have to experience that essence, whatever it may be. And that goes for everything. That's what I found. And that's the type of things that people share with me. They get the meaning behind the curtain kind of thing. Because that's what this everybody calls this the curtain, which in a way is not a bad analogy. But once you begin to have out-of-body experiences, you go beyond. You go behind the curtain, and you start to see why. Why is my whole life like this? Why am I having this drama? Why did I have that disease? Why did this person die? What goes on and on and on, because there are reasons. And you get to get a peek behind the curtain and actually see the answers. And it's mind-blowing for people. It's like, oh, my God. This is just a training ground, one of millions of training grounds, and I'm evolving through my own experiences.
So when you have encounters with other beings in these other dimensions, other planes, other worlds, other realities, do they include extraterrestrials? Do they include animals? They include non-physical?
Oh, yeah. Everything you can imagine exists. That's what I have found. And by the way, Let me just say this as clearly as I can. We, as consciousness, are not human. The human form is a temporary energy body we are using to gain experience. Pure consciousness is what we are. We exist beyond these humanoid forms. During an extended out-of-body experience, I've had this happen to myself many, many times, and many people, thousands of people, have shared this with me also. When you extend an out-of-body experience beyond the astral dimension, you will lose all humanoid form, and you will become essentially like a globe of consciousness, and then if you take it even further, you'll become like a pinpoint of consciousness. The humanoid form is just a temporary vehicle of expression that we're using now to grow, to learn, and evolve. So this whole concept of what is alien becomes almost silly. Anything that's in a body is an alien, because that body is alien to consciousness. So yes, there are many different forms available, endless amount of forms that are growing and learning. But at our core, we're all the same. We're all the same as consciousness. We're just using different energy bodies for our own personal evolution.
I remember a long time ago when I had a dream and I was given access to my, what I would call an angel book. And I was so thrilled because I remembered. I was the dream. I was awake. I remembered why I was here, what I was supposed to do. And it was like, oh, it was all so clear. And then I had to wake up and I went through this gray cloud. And as my last little thing, as I'm dropping back into my body, this book will not come from that dimension here. I was so peeved. But, the knowing at that point, it was a relief. And then the next cool connection was that knowing that we were many different forms. And I had a nephew at the time, he was about 4, and I had a German Shepherd named Max, a beautiful, beautiful dog, a kind of a guardian. And I had been given information of why he was in my life. The little boy told me, he said, I remember him. I remember him. And I said, well, what do you remember? Well, we came from the blue ball. I said, well, what was it? He says, well, the blue. And he made this little round circle, like about the size of a basketball, that they both came from this blue light. You know, of course, that didn't make sense to his parents or anybody else, but I knew with my experience of being a glowing ball of light and having, 3 different senses of awareness, being the observer of the glowing ball, seeing the body, and then seeing the glowing ball, that we were so much bigger and had different origins than what we have been guided through our history and our linear way of thought here on this physical plane that is our origin. It's just incredible. And the kids know that coming in, and eventually we forget it to know more. Ha ha.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's great when you start to tap into this, because you get such a wider perspective. It definitely places your daily, let's just say, challenges in perspective. You know where you're really going, and you know that this is all just a temporary training ground for consciousness. Yeah, I know this probably better than anyone, because in March of 2011, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. of the lymph nodes and tonsils. And it didn't scare me because I knew, number one, I knew I was immortal, but I also knew when I was out of body, I could request healing. So 6 months later, I had a full recovery. But the bottom line is, I wasn't terrified of, even though, it, you know, how most, you know, when you get that diagnosis of stage four, people freak out. I knew from all of my experiences that, you know, that I'm not going to, death doesn't even exist. So it didn't scare me. And I also knew that from my own experiences that I could, let's just say, impact my energy body. So it gives you such a deeper understanding of what's going on around you that you, it's hard to express this to other people because they're so locked into that temporary facade. All these, you know, I am a man or I am an American or everybody's so attached to their little labels. And right. once you get out of that box and you begin to understand how expansive you are, the limits drop away and you truly do become self-empowered.
And your website?
www.astralinfo.org. There's a tremendous amount of free information available on OBEs and spiritual empowerment through our own personal experiences.
A lot of people are having more time alone. Why not do a little exploring, see what happens? Wendy's Coffee House, thanks for listening.